let's take a look at a csproj file, but we're going to look at it inside of Notepad so that we can see that it is actually just a build file. So let's right-click on core.csproj and say open in Notepad 2. This is a core.csproj is the core library for Skrewturn Wiki. You'll notice here that it is just an XML file. We've got a default target. So what is our, by default, we're going to build? You can see it's based on the tool's 3.5 version. So it's MS build 3.5. We have a series of property groups with some conditions set on them. Not going to worry about too many of the details. Basically, we're just starting out. A lot of this should be familiar. You see this inside of Visual Studio. So you can see a debug configuration using any CPU. You can see that it's a library project. The root namespace, the assembly name, all of these things, whether you're signing, these are all things that should be readily familiar. So you can actually come in here and edit these if you don't want to do it inside, go through all the dialog boxes inside of Visual Studio, or create an automated tool to turn on assembly signing for an entire project, something like that. We also have a bunch of other property groups down here defining whether you want debug symbols dependent on the current configuration and platform. If we come down a bit more, you can see we then have some item groups. Here's our first item group, which is all of our references. Once again, should be familiar. We're including system, system data, system web, and system XML. And then we have all of our code. So we have a link to our assembly.version file. This is so that Skrewturn Wiki can use a common assembly version file. But most of it is just CS files. Here they all are. So there's really nothing terribly unusual. Now, Visual Studio, when it maintains these csproj files, it explicitly lists off every single CS file inside of the project. You can't actually use wildcards. So if you're creating your own build file, you can actually just use a wildcard, everything.cs. Just compile include *.cs, and it'll grab everything with a CS extension. And you can say recurse into subdirectories and fun things like that. So it's not quite as manual as having to, every time you add a file, include a new one. The last thing you can see here is we've got another item group, which is project references to the other projects. So once again, this is all familiar stuff. The last thing that we have is an import of our C# targets, which includes everything specific to C# for compiling this project. Now you can create these things yourself, and I'll be showing that in the next part of the article.